morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2017. Qualifier right at the beginning of the show. Yes, it is April Fool's Day. We're not going to do any April Fool's Day jokes. Sorry, our time's too valuable. Today we have a guest, Professor James McKinney. Anybody that's been listening to alternative media for any period of time whatsoever, we'll need no introduction to Professor McKinney. Jim, are you on the line, sir?
How's my sound, Tim?
You sound wonderful, Jim. Read you Lima Charlie, buddy.
Good. I don't have any April Fool's jokes either. I could think of a few, but then people would cut them out and then make a big deal out of it. So I
Exactly. Yeah, we have to fight that. I mean, John Moore has an incredible problem with that. People editing his shows and making it look like he said one thing and when he really said another. That's the reason I wanted to stay away from the jokes today, because I know no matter what we say, it'll be twisted.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always tell people if they want to know what I say, you got to go to my homepage.
And, exactly.
I don't post on YouTube and... Yeah, it's just a big, it's a gauntlet out there.
That it is. So how's the world treating you today, Jim?
Pretty good. And
that's good.
I wanted to remind people right at the beginning of the show, and we'll talk about it again, that you had some, let's call them issues. You can tell the public as you wish, but to help you out, you have an ad on your page for my water filters, and what I was going to tell people is all the profits from those goes back to Tim for helping him out there. So if you buy water filter products, you're looking for anything, buy them from Tim's page, and that will help him out directly.
Jim, you have no idea how much Corey and I appreciate this. You really have no idea. And I might as well go ahead and get it out of the way. I'm going to tell everybody what happened briefly, because there's a lot of people scratching their head right now wondering what in the world happened to Tim. Well, folks, put it in a nutshell. April 15th, I had a diabetic episode. I went unconscious. I had minor seizures. And somehow in the transport time to the hospital, my left leg was broken in three places, my tibia too, and I had what they call a trimalleolar fracture of my ankle, and right now I have about five pins in my leg, one all the way through. Break was too bad for a cast, and basically this has put us in a financial bind, because every doctor's appointment I have, or almost everyone, is a minimum of a 200 mile round trip, and the gas money and the food charges and all the little incidental expenses are really adding up. So, folks, that's what Jim is talking about. You know, I'm going to leave it at that. There's other things to it, but I'm doing better. I'm in constant pain, of course, as you can imagine, but I am doing better. And also, I want to do a really big shout-out while we're talking on this subject, and then we'll go to what you got, Jim. I want to publicly thank my wife and my daughter for quite literally saving my life on March 15th. There is no question about it. They did it. I was told I even stopped breathing. Apparently, my daughter and my wife got me breathing again, which is obvious. I'm here. And I'll tell you, Jim, it makes a man proud when his own family saves his life. It really and truly does.
Well, I'll tell you, that's when it comes down to, you know, all of us have friends, things like that. But yeah, the family right there in the case of emergency. And that's very typical, too, when I talk to people about people want to, say, buy land or form a group and go away, do things. Really, it's your own family, and that's why the family unit is so important. And that's why the government and the people that are trying to destroy America are trying to destroy the family. That's exactly
why. I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, if you look back over the past 40 or 50 years, the government, the social powers that be, are really doing an excellent job at destroying the family. And to me, it's a shame on so many different levels. You know, I feel so sorry for these children that are brought up in single-family homes, and, you know, especially these little boys in the inner city. They don't have an ice cube chance in hell of making it in reality, and I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah, it's if you look at the percentage of the population, you know, we have our audiences and pretty much they're tuned to a lot of things that are going on. But yeah, the kids, all not only in the inner city but all over. I mean, the music and the influence, the peer pressure that's going on, all of that contributing towards destruction of family values and the things that really in later life are going to be important to them.
You're absolutely correct. Well, Jim, we could beat this subject to death all day. Which would you rather talk about first, your water filters or the wing generator?
Well, let's talk about water filters
sure.
to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work, background work, in getting the web page together. Now, I have two web pages. The one that you go to when you go to Tim's webpage, the ruralsurvival.net, is it correct, Tim?
No, ruralsurvival.info, I-N-F-O.
Dot info, I'm sorry. That's
right.
Why I
You're
asked.
Fine.
Okay. When you go to that, you'll see an ad for the JMCC water filters. Those are my same water filters, but I created a page to allow people like Tim that I personally select to be what you call affiliates. And there's an affiliate a page that allows customers that come from Tim that he gets credit for that. He gets a commission. And so this is all maintained, and this allows me to reach a lot more people and also benefit people like Tim and other people that are out there that have, say, a venue or, say, talk show hosts, etc. But let me just talk about the filters for a second.
Sure,
there,
please.
These filters, and I'm going to brag a little bit, there's nothing like them any place in the world. And I've sold all kinds of makes and models of filters over my, you know, close to 20 years in radio.
Right.
And let me tell you, all of them, let me just for starters, all of them need add-on filters to make them work. And what's an add-on
right.
filter? Well, if you want to take out fluoride or arsenic, then you need an add-on filter, but they slow down the flow of water, and they're very expensive, and they really... they're not very good. They don't last very long. So what I did is got together with my people, and we actually now have our factory in the United States to produce the filters. The quality control is superior, and we have what you call all-in-one filtration. So you don't need add-on filters for anything, and all of the bad things, the toxins, the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the glyphosates, the agricultural runoff, and the very long list of toxins are targeted. So this is what we call an intelligent filter. It takes out
right.
the bad things, and it lets the minerals that you need for your body pass through. And so it's really, there's just nothing like that. And literally, there's nobody that's going to be able to come along and copy it, because believe me, in the factory where these are made, there's all kinds of little nuances that go into making these that we know about and nobody else does. And so it would take somebody a long, long time to even get close to copying these. So there's nothing like them. And they're very simple. And by the way, they're the least expensive of anything you'll find on the market. And the filter elements are one-for-one replaceable for any other brand of gravity filter on the market. So if you've got an old, I won't name names, but any gravity filter that you bought in the last 20 years, these filters, the JMCC water filter elements will fit into that. And if you buy the 10 packs or 8 packs, whatever they're sold as on the webpage, then you have even more savings. So anyway, the heart is of any water filter is the filter element. And the all-in-one filter elements, we have the gravity, we've got inline above sink, we've got inline below sink, we've got personal travel water filters, 1 and 2 liter, and I'm very proud of these because this is a product line that's world-class. When you open up the box when you get this, you go, wow, this is going to save your life. This is going to make you healthy again, and you got to get these toxins out of your water.
Oh, I agree. Well, again, you know, getting back to the price, Jim, there was some email correspondence. I won't mention the customer's name, but I was just so surprised when I actually saw how cheap your filters are. You know, not cheap as in manufacturer, but cheap as in cost. It just absolutely floored me compared to some of your competitors.
Yeah,
it was just incredible.
There's nothing like that. There's nothing like it on the market at all.
Yeah,
that's because we've cut out the middleman. We have our own factory, and it took a lot of time. Believe me, this took a lot of work. The testing that is done to meet the testing to national NSF certification standards, all of this, you know, costs money and time and detail, but it's all worth it because when you open up that box, you know what it's going to do. It's going to take out everything you don't want and leave the minerals pass through. And that the technology is the same across the entire product line. Whether you buy the little travel filter, the undersink or the above sink inline filters, or the gravity filter, the technology is all the same. So, in fact, people are supplying their house. Some people have a inline in their bathroom because me, I don't brush my teeth or at the middle of the night, I get up to get a drink of water. I have the water filter there. I don't drink from the tap anymore because, and the beauty is you can take these with you. They're portable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's great. You know, I'm on the page right now, the affiliate page, where these things are sold from. And I'm sitting here looking at the prices, apparently, I mean, there's a huge range, and I think what you have done by offering 10 packs of filters and all that, for the people that can afford it, they can save an incredible amount of money from what I see here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then the shipping on those is free, and a lot of people want to be prepared. Let's go down the laundry list of things you want to do to be prepared. The very first thing on your list is to be water independent. Water independent.
Oh,
that means that no matter where your source of water, whether it's a pond in the backyard or rainwater or a well water or whatever your source of water, even if it's city water, you know, on daily use, you want to get the whatever is in that water out of there. And also free with any purchase is it's an ebook called Water. And everybody gets a copy of that. And I'll tell you, when you read that, the hair on the back of your neck is going to stand up when you realize what's in your water and that the federal standards don't test for any of that. So you don't even know what's in your water that's coming through the pipe, either from your well. A lot of people don't realize that well water is highly contaminated in many places today. The glyphosate runoff from agriculture is pervasive. Pharmaceuticals, this is something we just completed testing on. It's been there all along, but we completed a big bank of testing showing that the pharmaceuticals are removed by the filters up to the, you know, 99.9% level. And so that's huge because all the drugs in the drugstore, just look at the drugstores all over the place. You can't pass a corner in a city without passing a Walmart. Or I'm sorry, what is it? The drugstore that's everywhere.
Probably Walgreens or something like that.
Walgreens. That's right. I'm sorry. But all of those drugs, those chemicals are long-term stable. And so when people take them and then they go to the bathroom or whatever, all of those go into the water system, and people have this fallacy that somehow the water treatment plant fixes the water. It makes it better, and it goes back into the water table. No, they only break down the human waste. But right. All of those chemicals wash back in the water day after day, year after year, and polluting the water systems of the planet. So you, what's happening is people through drinking water they're breaking down their immune system because they're taking all of those antibiotics, everything. You're constantly pouring that into your body when you take a drink of water. So you got to get that out of there.
Well, even well water, Jim, is the same way. I'll give you a quick little example. About 20 years ago, I was shown some pictures from inside of a cave that's about 2 miles from my house. Okay? There's a well, you know, coming into the cave. There's a well pipe coming down, of course, with a foot valve, all right, into the water in the cave. This is somebody's drinking water. Okay? Mm-hmm. Wrapped around that well pipe was toilet paper. Boy, I wonder how that got there. So you know what those people are drinking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's a fallacy that well water is always clean. It's not.
No. It's there are places where industry, and they've caught these, like 3M Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing in St. Paul, Minnesota, had a farm that they bought, and they just had a building out in the middle of this farm, you know, looked like a farm building. Nobody paid any attention to it. And for years, they were driving trucks out there and dumping raw chemical waste into a hole in the ground in that building. And they finally caught them. They finally caught them because the cancer rate was soaring in the area, and people started trying to investigate to see what was going on. They finally caught them. But can you imagine that? A big corporation like that. And then what do? They give them a little fine. You know, it didn't clean up the water or anything. What do? It's already, the damage is done. But all of those chemicals, my filters take out. And so, and let me just talk about government testing. The cities, the municipalities, they have this ruse that they call testing. And if you ask them, if you go into your city or municipality and say, I want to know about water testing, they'll tell you, well, we test to federal standards. Well, let me tell you something. Federal standards amounts to about three things they test for, and most of the cities falsify their testing. They test maybe once a year, send it in. Other than that, they just write a number on a page and put it in a file to be in compliance. But all of the other chemicals are not in the federal list of required testing, so nobody tests for them. And if you go to the company that your city hires and you say, I want to know about testing the city water, they'll tell you, we test to federal standards. And then you go, what's that? They start to get angry with you. They don't want to answer questions.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct on that, Jim. Well, Jim, we're getting ready to go back, getting ready to go to a break here in just a minute. But when we come back, can we go through some of the specific common things that your filters take out? Just what other guys don't. You know, like here we have a problem with lead and Roundup and stuff like that. So as soon as we get done with this break here in a minute, if we could go into that next, and then in the next half hour, we can go whatever direction you want.
Okay, very good.
All right, folks, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. Calling number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your digital survival guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm Lori, and we're speaking with Professor McConnell about his water filter. Go ahead, Professor. You were telling us everything it takes out.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Let me just pull up my... oops. Just a second here.
Take your time, Jim. No hurry.
Let's see. Oh, okay, here we go. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what the filter is made. The understanding a little bit about the filter itself. There's a ceramic shell, and it's basically a three-layered filter. So the ceramic shell on the outside takes out bacteria and other contaminants that are physically large. In other words, things that are not chemicals that are mixed into the water in solution. And so in that ceramic shell, now let's just look at this as an example of filter technology. And this is where a lot of filters break down. They're made in Korea or they're made in China. And there's very poor quality control. If you have a flaw in the filter, all of the water is going to flow through that flaw, and your filter is not going to filter anything. So you have to have an extremely consistent ceramic shell. And additionally, we put a silver impregnated material in the filter to prevent bacteria. Now, I've seen filters that were made in Korea and in China, etc. They look the same, but they don't work the same at all. They will break down. There'll be a little crack down by the base or something. And people think, oh, they're getting filtered water. And no, all the water is going through that little crack, and it's not filtering anything. And a month or two later, it starts growing this green glob of algae-looking mold on the side. And it starts getting bigger and growing over the surface. And that's because they don't put any silver or any form of antibacterial in the filter itself. Now, there are some companies that are very unscrupulous, and they actually put a chemical, a carcinogenic chemical, in the filter to prevent the bacteria buildup. And a lot of the black filters, they're just a carbon core. They're cut out of a carbon block. It costs about 10 cents to make these, and they sell them for $50 a piece.
Right.
And they impregnate it with a chemical that's carcinogenic to prevent bacteria. I'm just telling you what we know about the industry. So the ceramic shell itself is very important. The technology to make it correctly, to make it work properly, consistently, and then also the prevention of bacteria buildup. The next thing is the second stage of the filter is what we call the medium. Now, the medium is what takes out the chemicals that are in the water. So if you have, let me just talk about a list here. Chlorine, chloramine, which is a totally different chemical. Volatile organic chemicals. So the volatile organic chemicals includes all kinds of petroleum base or, a very long list. Then it takes out the heavy metals, lead, mercury, things like asbestos, fluoride, arsenic, which other filters have to have an add-on filter to take out, and the pathogenic bacteria and cysts, solids that are in suspension, all of these removed in the two layers of the filter. And the testing that's done, now a lot of companies, we call it the 50-gallon test, the 5,000-gallon claim. They have a test. Now, when you do a test, you not only have to see what the filters remove when you start, because we've done this. Take a stack of paper, you know, like you put in your printer, and you put water through it. That paper will remove a large number of chemicals and other things from the water. But after 50 gallons, it's not going to take anything out anymore. And so that's what people do with these filters. We call it the 50-gallon test, and then they go, it's good for 5,000 gallons, which is ludicrous. There's no filter that's going to last 5,000 gallons. Let me just tell
you that. Okay, Jim, hold that thought. We have our break, folks. On the hour break, 4 minutes. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that... has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival, and we're speaking with Professor McKinley about his water filter, and he was explaining to us everything that it takes out. Professor McKinley, please go ahead.
Testing. And not only do you test to see what the filters take out, but how long are they effective? That's very important. And so what I was saying, some companies do what we call the 50-gallon test, the 5,000-gallon claim. And so what we do is we test it through the entire lifetime of the filter and have rated the filters for 1,000 gallons. That means that they will take out the specified toxins, et cetera, for 1,000 gallons, and they'll still work after that. Some people use them if you, the only thing you have in your water is grit and grime. They'll work. You can clean them dozens of times and continue using them. It's the thing that's limited is the chemical removal up to 1,000 gallons. So, but imagine 1,000 gallons for a family of four. It's probably going to last for a year. So that's a $39 right. filter that lasts you a year. That's pennies per day of clean water. And if here's the thing, if you buy bottled water, I encourage people to fill your own water bill bottle at home. So everybody has your own filtered water. If you bought one bottle of water at the gas station for 1 month, every day for 1 month, you would pay for your water filter in a month. That's how fast you would pay for your water filter just by not buying that bottled water. That's how inexpensive these are. But the other thing is you'd have your own filtered water and you know that you have good water. But let me just read quickly here the list of sure. things taken out by the filters. Besides the grip down to 0.5 microns. Wow. Pathogenic bacteria, 99.9%. Cholera, typhoid, salmonella, E. coli, fecal coliform, cysts, 100%. Cryptosporidium parvum, Giardia lamblia. These are stomach flu or stomach severe stomach gastroenteritis type of bacterias. Chloramines is something that city are putting in their waters now. It's a new chemical. Chlorine, it takes out lead, fluoride, volatile organic chemicals and compounds. This is a huge laundry list, literally thousands of chemicals that are removed. Metals including aluminum, iron, mercury, zinc, nickel, zinc, and of course I already mentioned lead, heavy metals. And it, right. It takes out the radiation, the heavy metals that are you find in radiation. And then arsenic, glyphosate is the Roundup. That's the active ingredient in Roundup. Takes out 99.9% of glyphosate. Pharmaceutical compounds, there is, once again, a huge laundry list of compounds, pharmaceuticals that are taken out, including ibuprofen, very long list. Herbicides, 99% of all herbicides removed. Nitrates, something that is a carcinogen that you find naturally in water, and the list goes on. But all of these things, now what we did is we went out and said, what are the toxins in water? And we target them. So we've done the homework. We've identified what could be in your water, and we go out and target those. But we don't target the minerals, which are beneficial, and those pass through. So it's intelligent filtering. And like I say, nobody's going to duplicate this in a 10-year period or 15-year period, because everybody's getting, besides ourselves, everybody's getting their filters from China or Korea, and all they want to do is make something that looks like a filter, sell it to you for $50. And but anyway, ours are made in a factory in the United States, and there's nothing like it. Plus, our filters are like $39 a piece, whereas you're paying $50 or more for other filters that don't work.
Right.
So at any rate, that's the short version. We could go on for a long time, but
filters to hook up.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Professor Conley. Are the filters hard to hook up to your home?
No, the gravity filters. There's a plastic wing nut on it and a rubber washer. You remove those when you get it out of the box. You put the filter in the container, and you screw those back on, and that's it. Ready to go. So there's no real assembly, or there's no hoses, there's no electric. You pour the water in the top, it gravity feeds through the filter element. I typically recommend for people to use one filter element at a time, and that will filter up to 6 to 10 gallons a day in the stainless steel model. We also have the white whopper, which is a big plastic model. That's for like if you have a camp or cabin, or another one if you have a big demand for water in your house. But that'll filter up to 50 gallons a day. So,
wow.
But they're very easy. There's really no assembly. There's nothing to plug in. We have the above sink and the below sink that are inline, and a lot of people like that for the convenience in the kitchen. You just flip a lever and filtered water comes out. Those require a little bit of installation, but it's nothing that you have to hire a plumber for. It's just a couple-minute installation, and it's ready to go.
That sounds great. Jim, I got a question, buddy.
Yeah.
In order for somebody to know how often they should change their filter, would it not be prudent and necessary to have one's water tested to know what you're removing and how often you should probably change the filter? In other words, let's take me for example. I don't know exactly what's in our water here. You know, it could be very contaminated or it could be very little contaminated. Would that make a difference, you know, on how often I change the filter?
Well, okay, that's a good question. And there again, we've done the homework for you. Here's the biggest problem that you're going to face. If you're, say, near a military base, you might have nuclear waste in your water. Right. Understanding the pollution, and there are on the internet you can find polluters. And the EPA allows pollution, and thank goodness now that's going to end, where they're not going to simply blanket allow pollution, but the water's already polluted. But you can find the polluters in your area and see who they are. And remember that they don't target agriculture. So if you're near, right. say you live in Kansas City or out in the country, people might think, well, I live in the country in Kansas. There's no pollution here. Well, no, you're getting bombarded with glyphosate.
Absolutely. I know we are here. Everybody sprays their fence lines, me included occasionally, with Roundup, you know, to keep everything from growing up and destroying the fences. It's the easiest, cheapest way to do it. And, we also use Tordon. You know, neither one, both of them are very poisonous.
Right. So the answer to your question is, under normal conditions, unless you are aware of some pollutant that's in your area that's extraordinary, above normal, then we recommend every 1,000 gallons or every 6 months. And six months is a short period of time. Let me give you an example of some numbers here. A family of four with the stainless steel gravity filter, that's 3 gallons per day of usage, approximately.
Right.
That filter, to get 1,000 gallons, you're going to have to go a year and a half with one filter element to get up to 1,000 gallons.
Wow, you're talking about cost-effective. Wow. Yeah.
And so I have people that are in Mexico and in Texas that have severe arsenic, and they know this. And so I recommend every 3 months, because we know that they have a severe arsenic problem. But the bottom line is that we know what the problem is, and we know about how often they should be changing their filters. But let me tell you something. Getting water tested, you're going to tear your hair out before you ever get your water really tested.
Well, that was one of the things I was curious about. You know, if I was to use the same company, say the city of Salem does here, they're only going to be testing for half a dozen or so things, correct?
Yeah. No, I've been through this, believe me. And I'm a physicist, I'm a scientist, I'm very hard-nosed, and I don't take no for an answer.
I know.
I'm used to dealing with government agencies and the baloney that they try and pawn off on you. And the water testing industry is a giant scam. This is for the average person. When it comes to testing, for example, filters, etc., these are laboratory tests. In other words, you put so much of a chemical into the water mixture and then you test it. But these are laboratory conditions. So it's not the same as real-world conditions. So it's a benchmark that's done in a laboratory. But to get your water tested at your place is going to be very difficult. And so to test before and after and all of that is very difficult. And so what we've done is unless you have a known problem that's really, really extraordinary, like the people in South Texas or these people in Mexico.
Right.
And you can pull up a map, too, of arsenic concentration in the United States, a United States map, and it shows you the level of arsenic in your area. So those are some of the biggest polluters. Other things like fluoride, chloramines, chlorine, those are the things the city would put in your water. And glyphosates, that little bit you're spraying around your yard just to keep the weeds down is probably not going to amount to a lot. Most of it's probably not going to end up in your water table. But if everybody's spraying a lot all the time, yeah, it's going to end up in your water table. When it rains, it's going to go right down through the sand into the water table and stay there.
Right. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you have an average amount of one of the toxic chemicals, then just follow the normal directive for the filters, 1,000 gallons or every 6 months. And And like I say, fill your water bottle. Take your water with you. Stop buying those little thin plastic water bottles. There's something like I don't remember the number, 5 billion of those every year get produced and thrown into landfills. It's horrendous, you know. In the water, the problem with those little thin plastic bottles is that when the sunlight hits it, or if they become cold, like freezing cold, they leach those chemicals into the water. So you're basically drinking the chemicals out of the plastic. So
BPH and all that.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, so stop drinking water and stop buying those. Take your filtered water with you. And we also have the personal 1 and 2 liter travel filters that come with extra containers so that you can store your filtered water in a hotel room or for travel. We've got the 1 liter for personal. The 2 liter stores up to 1.5 gallons of water in your hotel room or wherever you are visiting friends. And if you've got the whole family, I have taken the big stainless steel ones when I went with a group. I'll take the big stainless steel one with me. And this is something, too. These are portable. The inline, of course, are not portable. You could quick unfasten it and take it with you if you moved to a different house. But the stainless one and the big plastic ones, you just pour the water out, put them in your bag or pack or whatever, and take it with you. And then you have clean water. I travel all over the world. And what I found is even in the United States now, you want to have a filter with you. Because I don't care where you go, the water is going to be polluted. So I don't touch water. I don't brush my teeth unless the water is filtered. It's just, because your mouth, for example, is one of the biggest absorbers in your body. So if
that's the reason they tell you to put nitroglycerin under your tongue.
Yeah, that's right. And that right in the front of your mouth there, in between your teeth and your front lip, your body absorbs, and that liquid there is the plasma of your body. I mean, it's just all one and the same.
Right.
So if you put something into your body, it absorbs it like that. So if you have chemicals in your water or fluoride or arsenic or any of those, it's going right into your body. So I don't brush my teeth. I don't take a glass of water that is not filtered.
You know, Jim, I was just looking at this White Whopper high-capacity HDPE plastic gravity feed water filter, okay? I was just looking at this. 10 filters and the White Whopper together is only $462. Now, if I'm understanding my math correctly, for less than $500, even a large family like mine has 5 years minimum of good, clean, drinkable water.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about cheap.
Right.
I mean, you can't. I mean, one of our water bills for a month is more than this would cost for a year.
Yep. Yeah, and then once you have the container, then all you do is buy, in the future, you just buy replacement filters. And that's why, also, if you look there, we'll sell it with 20 filter elements. So people that want, they want to, they're moving out to the country, they're whatever, then they want filter elements that are going to last far into the future. You know,
right?
You're set. That's it. You've made your investment in water filters, and in 15 years, if the world is still here, you can go buy more.
Right. Well, when we come back from the break here in a minute, I've got a whole bunch of other questions that hopefully will make sense to everybody. Questions basically just on use. Actually, we've got one more minute, and I'll go ahead and put the first one out so you can think about it. Let's say in a situation, Jim, where we're here on the farm. We no longer have county water. I've got to use a combination of whatever I can find from the little springs we got, rainwater, and all that. Would it not make sense to pre-filter that water before I poured it into the White Whopper to save on filter life? Would that make sense?
Well, it depends on how bad the water is. You know, pre-filtering is a good idea. On my own page, now the pre-filter that I sell is not on this page, and it's not there for a reason, because we cannot mass produce it. It's not a mass produced item.
All right, Jim, hang on just a minute, okay? We got a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Rural Survival on RBN. We were speaking with Professor McConley about his water filter, and Professor, we have a caller, Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you there? Hello?
Good morning, everybody. This is detailed towards Professor McCanny. I just went to Tim's website, and I looked up your filters and your gravity feed, and this is strictly gravity feed. I got three or four questions for you. When you use your product, are we putting four filters in the top or just one?
Typically one. It depends. Here's the problem. The more filters you put in, the less space you have for water in the top container, so you have to keep filling it more often to completely fill the bottom container. And so for a family of four, I recommend one filter element. Now, of course, if you put two in, you're going to get double the flow rate. And so it depends on what you're doing. We have four holes there because some people actually use four and want the flow rate that high, but it there again, it's one of those it depends questions. But for a family of four or even six in the kitchen, that 3 to 6 gallons per day is sufficient for the kitchen use. You know, you're not washing
okay,
dishes.
Okay, now
with
here's
this,
the next question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, replace or wash the filters every 6 months?
Well, there again, it depends. If you have chemicals that you're removing, and you know that you have chloramines or glyphosates or arsenic and fluoride, et cetera, from city water, then that's the chemical part of the filter, and those chemicals are being removed chemically. In other words, the medium is grabbing them and taking them out of the water, and that gets used up. But there might be people out in the middle of the country that just have no chemicals. They have, say, spring water that's coming out of the mountain, and they have very little chemicals that are being removed. Well, they can clean. In fact, I've given filters away down in the tropics, and I go there 2 years later, 3 years later, and the people continue to clean the filter just by rubbing it with a Scotch-Brite pad and still using the same filter because the ceramic is still good. So there again, it's a depend question.
Okay, well, I live in Chicago where they're not poisoning you with the water, they're shooting you, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Give you an idea.
You would change typically every 6 months. So there again, you use that 1,000-gallon rating. If you put two filters in, then two filter elements would be good for 2,000 gallons of water. So it depends on your rate of usage. And remember that if you run water through that completely twice per day, that's 3 gallons. So that takes 333 days to get you up to the 1,000-gallon mark.
Okay, one more question, and that is, can I use those filters in a Berkey or a pure gravity feed process?
Yeah, here's what happened. 20 years ago, when all these different brands started coming on the market, they all used the same hole in the bottom of the top container. So they're all compatible. Yeah, so these work in any gravity feed water filter that's been produced that you might have, yes. And that's, in fact, one of my biggest selling items is replacement filter elements for people that realize that my filters are top of the line, and so they just buy a 10-pack of filters. That's my biggest selling item.
Hey, guys, please hang on over the top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5-3 minutes, somewhere right in there, 800-313-9443.
Someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.